Unless you've been living on a different planet the past few days, you probably know that this weekend is the Super Bowl. Believe it or not, there's actually less hype around the Super Bowl these days since the National Football League reduced the time between its semifinals and the big game from 2 weeks to one a few years back. But that's not to say that San Diego, the site of Sunday's game between the Oakland Raiders and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, isn't for many people the center of the universe at the moment. Joining me now to preview the Super Bowl and some of the superlatives it generates is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Stefan, an estimated 130 million Americans will be tuning into the game on ABC. And we've talked in the past about the trouble the networks have making ends meet on football. How much does this one game help them out?
Well, it helps them out a lot, and ABC is lucky that its turn to show the Super Bowl came during a good season for the NFL and for its four network partners. Both ratings and ad sales were up this year. The promotional value for ABC for its primetime programs is huge, and a little bit of simple math shows why it's a big deal financially. ABC has 61 30-second commercials during the game that it can sell, and it's getting around $2.1 million per spot. That's more than $70,000 per second, and that's an increase over last year. So that works out to around $128 million in revenue. Still, it's not likely to offset the $550 million a year ABC pays to show the NFL, plus their production costs. So even the most watched, most lucrative event on television can't make up for the financial hit that the networks are taking from their eight-year deal with the NFL.
Well, of course, we have to talk about the commercials because a recent survey found that 14% of the people who will be watching the Super Bowl will be tuning in mainly for the commercials. And that's up from 2% in the same survey in 1995. What are we going to see in these commercials?
Now, we're going to see a lot of commercials from the same advertisers, actually. Typically, the cost of entry to the game is so high that advertisers only buy one spot, maybe two, and that's it. This year, though, a few big companies, including Anheuser-Busch and Pepsi and Sony, are buying multiple spots. Anheuser-Busch is actually buying 5.5 minutes of commercials, and that works out to about $23 million at face value, though they're probably getting some kind of discount. The simple reason for this may be the evolution of television. The Super Bowl has held its huge audience at a time when most individual shows and events are attracting fewer and fewer viewers.
Well, the advertisers and the networks aren't the only ones who can capitalize on the Super Bowl. The week before the game also becomes a platform for a lot of football-related causes, doesn't it?
Yeah, and one stood out this week. During the season, you might recall that two lawyers, Cyrus Merry and Johnny Cochran, threatened to sue the NFL if its teams didn't start hiring more black coaches and front office executives. This week, they were reviving the threats in San Diego. They had praise for one team, the Cincinnati Bengals, that did hire a black head coach, but they took a couple of other teams to task. One of them was the Jacksonville Jaguars. And a day later, though, Jacksonville hired James Harris, who was one of the first black quarterbacks in the league, as vice president for player personnel. He becomes the third African-American with general manager duties in the league now. So either the lawyers' timing wasn't great, or they had an unlikely immediate impact on the Jaguars, or they have a point regardless.
And what about the game, Stefan? Is it going to be a close one?
I think it might. Oakland has the NFL's number one offense, led by Rich Gannon, their quarterback and the NFL's most valuable player. Tampa Bay has the NFL's number one defense, and they're led by big mouth and big-bodied lineman Warren Sapp. So I think that does mean a close game, but Oakland winning would be worth it just to see what would be the most uncomfortable trophy presentation in league history, from NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue to his nemesis, Raiders owner Al Davis. Davis has sued the league and his host cities, Oakland and Los Angeles, on and off for the past 2 decades.
Well, thanks very much, Stefan.
Thank you, Lynn.
Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. He joins us most Fridays to talk about sports and the business of sports.